Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you all had a fantastic day. It's a very beautiful day again here in Sydney. Well, it's actually a bit of a lie. It's kind of a bit overcast and grey, but I hope everybody's having a good one anyway. Look, today I wanted to just take you through a couple of things I think are really, really important when it comes to becoming a rounded trader. And some of these lessons can also be sort of shared across other parts of your life as well. Now, not that I'm trying to be a life coach, but just sort of trying to help out to become the best trader you can be. And by doing this, we look at covering some different aspects that can help you in other parts of life as well. Now, looking at Bitcoin now, just to give you a heads up on what I'm seeing. Of course, you don't need to have the chart in front of you to hear this. We did see yesterday that the candle didn't actually break higher or lower. Very, very low trading day on Bitcoin. It just kind of consolidated sideways. And, you know, what does this mean? Well, it's just doing nothing, really. It's going sideways. It looks like it's waiting for a bit of guidance. Directional-wise, I don't know if it's going to go up or down. It's something that we just don't know. I mean, look, there's things that we can use to increase our probability of directional success. But at the end of the day, the market will do what the market wants to do. Now, my overall long-term outlook for blockchain technology, Bitcoin and the likes, is incredibly positive. I believe that we're going to be around for a very, very long time. We're going to see this technology really, really dominate and become something that is a world beater, something as significant as the internet, perhaps even. So I am really behind it. And one of the things that's helped me with that is my learning about the industry. I've done a lot of reading, a lot of research, spent a lot of time in this space trying to work out what is it? Because I'm a trader, as you know, and I've been investing in traditional markets for quite some time. It took a little bit for me to sort of get my head wrapped around what crypto was. And for those of you out there that are new to cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, what I suggest that you do is start to read about it. Okay, don't just look for who's saying what and buy this and sell that, and otherwise you're going to get trapped in the whole FOMO world, the world of fear of missing out, the world of chasing profits only. And if we do that, what we become is just like the market, a very, very erratic and emotional beast, and it's not going to help you short, medium, or long term. So one of the things that I've been doing is reading up from the experts in the field, people like Vitalik, who is the creator of Ethereum. Very interesting stuff to read and listen to some of his interviews. It gives you an insight into the brains and the inner workings of something as significant as Ethereum. I also had the privilege of going to lunch the other day with Charlie Lee, the inventor of Litecoin. Now, we had it was a fantastic interview by a fellow by the name of Alex Saunders. I'm sure many of you know him. He's Nuggets News, by the way, and we'll have him on the podcast shortly. Bottom line is that he had a fantastic interview with Charlie Lee, asking him some pretty hard-hitting questions. Alex definitely knows what he's talking about, and certainly covered Charlie Lee covered questions-wise. And then the audience asked some questions too. Now, what was really, really interesting for me was two things. One, Charlie Lee's unflappable confidence within Litecoin and seeing that become a currency that we all use. For day-to-day transactions, one of the things that he said was for the goal, like what do you want to see for this particular project? What do you want to see Litecoin becoming? He said, I want everybody to be using it, but not necessarily know they're using it. He wasn't interested in the price fluctuations. He doesn't care about what the price is going to be. He sold all of his Litecoin, has a little bit left. Interestingly enough, though, he did say that since he sold it, he's been looking at the price more and more because he wants it to get well above so that everybody can stop having their 2 cents worth about why he sold and blah, blah, blah. He also said that he's invested in a few other projects. I'll list what they are, and I suggest you do your own research. This is not a Charlie Lee tipping channel, nor is it a Trader Cobb tipping channel. He's in Decred. He's in Monero. Obviously has some Litecoin. He's got some Bitcoin. I can't remember. There was one other, I think, as well. Oh, Nano. But it was interesting to hear his outlook because from my understanding, it sounded like he was sort of more focused on tackling the currency-related issues, i.e. the ease of access between individuals, lowering fees, making things faster, decentralizing things away from the powers that be like the banks. Now, what's really, really interesting about that is that he sort of suggested that there might not be that many other applications for it, which for me, I thought, well, maybe the guy hasn't, you know, maybe he's been so hunkered down in Litecoin making that so successful that he's actually missed a lot of what blockchain can actually do. So it was quite interesting hearing somebody of that caliber, maybe even missing a few things that I think we're going to see some massive, massive things in blockchain for, going forward. So that was really interesting as well. And look, I'm not against people being tunnel vision, because look, at the end of the day, to be great at anything, you've got to be passionate about it, and you do kind of have to pick what you're going to do and attack it wholeheartedly. Charlie Lee's definitely done that. Gave me a lot of faith in the industry. Not that I needed anyone to tell me to get faith in the industry, but it certainly was really nice reminder hearing somebody of that caliber discussing the market as he was. So coming back to the whole point of this podcast and the rant that I'm going on about is having some patience, okay? You know, what you know you can learn from me is a heap of stuff, right? Obviously, there's the trading. There's a checklist, the strategies, the structure, my daily routines. There's a huge amount you can learn about what I do. But you've got to have patience, okay? You've got to have patience. Charlie Lee just did suggest that he thinks that Bitcoin will still remain the number one cryptocurrency for quite some time yet. He was very confident about that. Cool. So if that's the case, why are we worried about the short-term fluctuations? This market is absolutely off its head. It moves wildly. It goes flying up. It goes flying down. It does all sorts of wild stuff. If we can remove our emotion from what's going on and sort of focus on what is, I think it's going to help in a big way. Now, recently, there hasn't been that many great trades for me. This week, especially, the market hasn't been giving good opportunities because it's just been sort of, as I say, scratching its head and going, where are we going now? In these periods, it's a really good time. And I say it time and time again, and I'll say it again now. It's a really, really good time to be going through and doing your research, getting that backbone, that strong opinion about what you think is going to happen in this market. Because I tell you what, an educated trader and investor is a lot better off emotionally than somebody who's just in it for the money. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to make money out of this industry too. I'm not a fool. You know, this is what I'm here for. I'm here to make money. Secondly, I'm here to see this change the way that we do business, change the way that we vote, for example, in the case of something like Horizon State, and change the way that we see things conducted day to day. That's what I'm here for. But I am trading to make money. So the thing I'm trying to get to, I suppose, is have some patience, guys. I can't teach you patience, just the same as I can't teach you discipline. I structure everything that I trade for you guys, for me, first of all, but I pass it on to you in the form of checklists in the strategy courses. That's designed to give you discipline. The routine and the way that I teach things is designed to make you think about being patient. But at the end of the day, I'm not there slapping you around the chops saying, hey, listen, mate, you're not being patient. Be patient. Shut your trap. There's no trades today. Chill out. Go read a book. You know what I mean? You've got to have that ability in your own self. Otherwise, you might slip off the side. One thing that Charlie Lee also did say is that the very nature of decentralizing things means it's slower. A centralized marketplace means that it's all under one banner and it can be much more smoother because it's all handled by, well, I guess, think of it like this. If I'm buying bananas from one banana producer, if I'm buying straight from the farm, I just go straight to the farm, buy it from one person, done. If I've got to wait for my bananas to be passed to a wholesaler, then to the market store person, and then I buy them, it's a little bit slower, isn't it? Same sort of things. There's more steps to the process. A centralized marketplace is going to be much, much faster, which was something I found interesting because it wasn't something that I'd actually learned about in the past. Decentralizing things is wonderful for our privacy and our control and whatnot, but centralized markets will always be faster. Perhaps working side by side, this is going to be how blockchain and the cryptocurrency community and technology moves forward from here. I don't know, guys, there's a lot to learn. When the markets are sideways, it's a good time to be doing that learning, guys. So I can't teach you patience. I can teach you just about everything else, but I can't teach you patience. So guys, with that, this podcast, by the way, thank you everybody. I'm so stoked. We're in the top 100 of the business section. We're on our way to the top 10. That's what I'm aiming for, and it's you guys that are helping to achieve that goal. I mean, look, what I'm asking you to do each time, what you have been doing, which I'm very, very thankful about, is to write a review and give me whatever rating that you think that this podcast is worth. Because what it actually does is it bumps me up a little bit further. And look, here's the good thing. The more that we increase, the higher we go in the ratings, the better guests I can get on board. So if you wouldn't mind, jump on, give me a review. Rate the podcast and let's push this up into the top 10. Let's see if we can't knock Tim Ferriss off his spot. Ha, that would be wonderful. But I'm also realistic, guys. Have a fantastic trading day. Visit TraderCobb.com. If you want more video-related content, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. You know that. TraderCobb is where you find me. Have a fantastic day. I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.